Hello, good evening.
Hello, Gabriel.
Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What's this in reference to?
It's mostly about elections, sir. For example, the first question does say, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yep.
Great, sir. What would you say is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office?
Is this a Republican or Democrat questionnaire?
Oh, well, we're just getting your opinion, sir. I was going to ask you if you're registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent.
Well, I mean, I do live in Florida, so I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm unsure, sir. That's why I'm conducting the survey. But your opinion does matter to us, whichever party it be. So that's why I was asking, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Oh, okay, sir. Moving on. So when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, would you say you always vote, most of the time vote, some of the time vote, or rarely or never vote?
Always.
Okay. And do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Yes.
Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Republican?
The survey doesn't indicate, sir. I was just asking if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him.
I'll tell you right now. Give me one second.
He's a senator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a Republican. So, yeah, absolutely.
Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
I mean, if he's a Republican, all the way.
Yes, sir, I'm just asking, would you, in that case, consider it favorable or unfavorable?
Mm-hmm. Favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis, did you say you have a favorable or unfavorable?
That's Papa Daddy. Yeah, he's not DeSantis. It's actually, his name is Walt Disney.
Did you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him, sir?
That's my man. That drained the swamp. That is a favorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. What about Donald?
You know what they say about Florida, right?
No, sir. I'm not familiar.
Comes to die.
Oh, I see, sir. But your opinion is highly welcome. What about Donald Trump? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Absolutely. Why do you think they're trying to put him in jail? Because they know he's coming to drain the swamp.
Okay, sir. Well, would your response be favorable or unfavorable in that case?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry, was that favorable or unfavorable?
Yes, favorable.
Okay. What about Keith Gross? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards it?
Keith Gross?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the rapper?
That's okay, sir. The survey doesn't indicate, but again, we were just collecting your opinion. Well, my other question to you would be, sir, we would like to know as well is, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate were held today, from whom would you vote if your candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Who the hell is this Keith Gross guy? One second. Is he a socialist? Let me see. One second.
The survey doesn't indicate.
How do you spell his first name?
K-E-I-T-H.
K-E-I-T. Mm-hmm. Oh, Keith Ross.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. Keith Ross. I've never even heard of that guy. I mean...
Oh, that's okay, sir, because I was asking you if that Republican...
Yeah, so Rick Scott is the Republican, so obviously the Republican.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Strongly.
Okay. And moving on, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Do you approve or disapprove?
Well, there's a reason why everybody's moving over here, wouldn't you think? So I approve.
Approve. All right. Would you say
I approve this message.
Okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job's performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Do you approve or disapprove?
Well, the problem is he's not the one doing it. It's the puppet that, the clown we got in the White House, Joe Biden, the one that can't talk. So he's the one that's raising it. Rick Scott has nothing to do with it. As soon as we get that corrupt guy out of there with his son smoking cocaine, in the White House, we'll be good to go. So he has nothing. Rick Scott has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I see, sir. So, I was asking if your answer would be if you approve or disapprove of his job performance.
Well, anything that he does, I approve. But I mean, he can only do so much when you have howdy doody in the White House.
All right. So far, I appreciate your responses, sir. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick?
You must really have to stay really serious on the phone. I guess it must be recorded. Go ahead.
No problem, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job's performance in protecting Social Security? Approve or disapprove?
I approve this message.
No problem. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate.
All the questions are about Rick Scott. Is this driven about Rick Scott or?
Well, it's mostly about different candidates, sir, but this is one of them, and we're almost done, I promise. So I'll be very quick.
No worries.
Okay.
Are you all located here in Florida?
We're located in Florida, yes, in Miami.
You're a Latin Republican. Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
All right, so my question is, despite favorable...
Who knows?
All right, sir, moving on. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates...
You can say that again.
I see, sir. Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most thought they would win, so some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him? Or it has no effect on your vote?
I will always vote for him.
So would that be more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Okay, sir. And moving on. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, after everything we discussed, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if your candidates were Keith Ross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Okay. And finally,
sounds,
sir.
Keith Ross, sounds like that rapper, So go ahead. Rick Ross.
Do you strongly support...
All I do is win, win, win. Go ahead.
Would you say, sir, that you strongly support
that
Scott?
Calls like this all the time.
No, sir, but again, thank you so much for your answers and your attitude. It's super
I'm trying to break you, Lee. I'm trying to break you, but you're good. Go ahead.
Would you say you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
I feel like if I'm, connected to a lie detector test.
No, sir.
No. It's three times I've been asked that question. I'm not going to answer any different. So
Okay, and moving on, sir. What would you say?
You're a polygraph, right? This isn't the FBI or anything like that.
No, nothing.
Cover, the government trying to see and then come blow up my house or anything like that. Okay, no problem.
Nothing like that, sir. Your opinion does count a lot in this call. Would you say your age is between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
No. Now you're getting personal.
Well, it's just age ranges. You don't have to give me a specific age. I was asking 18 to 34?
50.
35? Oh, okay, 50. Sir. You sound
young. I know I sound 24, but it's 50.
Yes, you do. So which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you consider yourself white, Caucasian?
Hispanic.
Yeah. Hispanic, okay.
Well, it all depends. Let me ask you this question because how things are.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I was a horse.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, I might be a tree. The day after tomorrow, I might be a unicorn.
Oh.
So it all depends. I mean, the day after tomorrow, I might think I might be a Chinese woman. I don't know.
It's true.
I am Hispanic white, yes.
It's okay, sir. And these last questions. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
What do you think?
I'm not too sure, sir. I'm asking you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And moving on, sir. Well, I know the answer to this question. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something different?
Well, back to the same thing. You know how things are going nowadays in the White House? I mean, it all depends. I can really, if it's Mother's Day, I'm a woman because I want the discounts when I go to the mall. And then all the other days, I'll be a father, but how do you call it? But I am a male. Today, I'm a male.
Okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses.
Well,
they were so helpful.
You don't want to ask anything else?
No, sir. It's done. Your feedback was so helpful to me. Your answers were helpful. So have a nice day, sir.
Have a good one.
Yes, you did. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Bye.